There's a severe shortage of people to care for a rapidly aging population. Could career advancement be part of the solution? I'm Dan Gorenstein, host of the health policy podcast, Trade-Offs. About 10% of long-term care workers have left the field since COVID hit. That's tens of thousands of nursing assistants and home health aides who make up the backbone of this system. Nursing homes are turning people away, family caregivers are struggling, and patients are at risk, with one estimate suggesting we could need nearly 8 million more frontline workers by 2030. Trade-Offs producer Ryan Levy, you've zeroed in on the idea of career advancement as a possible solution to this crisis. Why?
Well, Dan, nursing homes, assisted living facilities, home health agencies, they've all struggled for decades, really, to have enough frontline staff to care for older Americans. This work is really physically and mentally demanding. It pays poorly, less than $15 an hour on average, and it's often viewed as a dead-end job. So there's this belief that giving workers opportunities to get more training and actually grow in their jobs through what are often called career ladders, that this could get more of them to stick around.
This makes some intuitive sense, right? If you can offer someone a career path with pay bumps and new interesting work, that might help keep them around. What does this look like, Ryan, in action?
So I talked with a home health agency in San Francisco called Homebridge that put one of these programs in place where aides could get additional training on mental health and substance use, and then more training on medical skills, like checking someone's blood sugar. After each training, workers got a new title, more responsibility, and a 50-cent-an-hour raise. Serena Maria was one of the first people to go through the program, and in 5 years, Dan, she went from a home health aide making $27,000 a year to a manager of care teams making $65,000.
It's not a job. It's not something that I need to have or need to do. It's something that I want to do. I feel like this is my career now. It has meant a total, complete change in my life.
Wow. And so the point of these programs is obviously to improve recruitment and retention. Is there any evidence, though, that it's happening?
Well, first, it's not clear actually how many of these programs are even up and running. And of the evidence that is out there, it's pretty limited. Most of the research, including on Homebridge, have been internal evaluations of one-off pilots. Now, these pilots have shown reduced turnover, eased recruitment, and even reduced emergency room visits for patients. But we need a lot more evidence, Dan, to really prove that this works.
I wonder, Ryan, if one of the reasons we aren't seeing more of these programs is the cost. I mean, training people and giving them raises is expensive. Where would the money come from here?
So that's the big question, right? I mean, advocates want employers to pay. Employers say they need more funding from the government. I talked to several state officials and employers who say they are investing in career ladders. But based on conversations with more than 24 researchers and providers, it seems many long-term care companies are not buying in on this, you know, even as employees walk out the door threatening patient care. And Dan, as you said, this problem is just getting bigger. The 65 and over crowd is growing, and the population under 65 is basically remaining flat.
Ryan Levy, thanks so much for your reporting on this.
No problem, Dan.
To hear more about efforts to turn long-term care into a long-term career, check out the full episode wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Dan Gorenstein. This is Trade-Offs.